It's often referred to as the gateway to the American West, and it's home to Nebraska's largest reservoir, Lake McConaughey. We're talking about Keith County, Nebraska, and according to the Transfer of Wealth study, over the next 10 years, $565 million is expected to transfer from one generation to the next. Today, we're learning how one significant planned gift for Keith County was all it took to inspire other community members to give back. We're visiting now with Ken Schneider. He's a member of the FAC and retired rancher in Keith County. And we're also visiting with Pam Abbott. She's the chair of the Keith County Foundation Fund and also serves on the Nebraska Community Foundation Fund to learn a little bit more about this significant planned gift. So we'll start there, Pam. Tell me more about this significant planned gift.
Well, I'll give you a little bit of context here. While our fund's affiliated history really began in 2001, I'm going to fast forward to about 5 years ago. I don't want to dismiss the fact of the shoulders that we stand on from the people that we've succeeded. But our endowment about 5 years ago was about $1.3 million. And that equated to a grant payout each year of roughly about $40,000 to $45,000. We had the opportunity to capitalize on a Building Rural Community Capacity grant. We had 4 years to complete that challenge, and that particular challenge helped us accomplish two things. Obviously, to grow our endowment, and by growing our endowment to about a little over $2 million, that increased our payouts to $90,000 a year. Also, though, in addition to growing our endowment, it would help us to continue to develop and grow the trust and with our existing relationships and our partnerships, and then focus on developing and growing new ones.
Mm-hmm. So, Pam, you kind of set the context as to what was happening before this significant planned gift was given to Keith County. Ken, tell me a little bit about what happened after that.
So when I first heard about the big gift, I was told it was probably going to be about $5.6 million. But by the time that it was announced to the public, we thought we had a $7 million gift. And by the time the gift was actually deposited in the bank, it had grown to $8 million. And it was an anonymous gift, and we will respect that. However, everyone can draw the obvious conclusion that it was from somebody who loved the community. It was given as an endowment, and it increases our ability to make grants from roughly $40,000 a year previously to roughly $400,000 a year now. In addition to that, we now make major contributions to three areas of interest: housing, early childhood development, and first impressions. We were concerned that people would think we had so much money that they didn't ever need to give to us again. And that was a real concern for us, but it's not what happened. It actually unleashed so many ideas for the betterment of the community that we had maybe $450,000 of grant requests the first year after we had gotten this money. And it not only stimulated ideas for community improvement, it gave the community the attitude that we really could accomplish these things.
Okay, so you kind of alluded to this idea, Ken, that when this $8 million gift was announced to the community, people were kind of thinking in their heads, or maybe, you know, you thought they would think in their heads, I can't do anything like that, and whatever I do from here on out isn't going to make an impact. And you kind of said, Ken, that that wasn't necessarily the case. Pam, break off of that a little bit. Tell me more about how it didn't prevent others from giving, but it instead, like Ken said, it stimulated the growth.
You're right. It did continue and has continued to inspire people to leave a portion of their wealth and their estates to our Community Foundation Fund. And I think it's a testament to a few things. First and foremost, I think it's a testament that people love their community that they've lived and worked and played in their whole lives. And also, they have a desire to see that their hometown do the same in years to come in ways unknown to us at the time. I also think it does make a statement and helps our fund to know that we are doing our job as stewards of this money, and we're doing it in the best way that that we can by including community and their voices about what we're needing here. Those unrestricted gifts that we have received and the ones that we'll receive in the future, no matter what the size are, they're forever money for our hometowns to determine what our needs are and what we can do and what we can dream about for the future. Because like I said earlier, this is for the future. This is for our kids. We need to be thinking forward on these pieces.
And that's Pam Abbott and Ken Schneider of Keith County, Nebraska. And for more information about the Transfer of Wealth Study, visit 5tothriveNE.org.